Don't forget the four S's.
Can you imagine the impression a visitor would receive if he were greeted at the door by a man in a loud, flashy tie with a handkerchief and socks to match, and maybe a coat display of three or four gold and silver pens and pencils, and reeking with cheap perfume? Or what about the man who is the other extreme, with his shoes unshined, his hair and fingernails long and unkept, his collars wilted and soiled, his hands are grimy, and his suit is baggy at the knees and the elbows? Between these two extremes is a middle ground that Christian men should occupy. He should be conservative. By this, we mean that he is dressed suitably. He is quietly and neatly dressed. He never comes into church with an open-necked sports shirt. The best taste for serving in the house of God is a dark or otherwise conservative suit with a white shirt and blending tie. Be your best in God's house, and by all means be well groomed. The four S's are be shaved, be showered, be shined, and be shampooed. Most of us can't afford expensive clothes, but we can be well groomed. Soap and water are still about the cheapest thing going. Make sure your shoes are shined, the wrinkles are out of your suit, and your teeth are brushed. How terrible it is to have to talk with an usher whose breath is repulsive. But remember, in your battle against bad breath, never stoop to chewing gum. If well-cultured people visit your church, they will be immediately offended by this habit. Chewing gum in church is inexcusable to many folks. And besides that, you should never set a bad example for the rest of the church. The last thing we want to mention about an usher's appearance is a certain mark which distinguishes him from all the other worshipers, and that is a badge. Your office is denoted by this small identifying mark. Of course, you will also be recognized by your supply of welcome cards or church bulletins or songbooks that you have in your hand. And don't forget that badges and welcome cards are available from Search for Truth Publications. You know, just the very manner in which you greet people and the interest you show while people are assembling makes your job known. Though you may not be striking in appearance, if you are conservatively dressed and well-groomed, with a radiant smile, folks will automatically detect that you have a special interest in them. They will be glad to see you around.